In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the bush. Moses looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land of flowing with milk and honey." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent you to me,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.'" The word of the Lord.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless God's holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all God's blessings. The Lord is kind and merciful. It is God who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion. The Lord
reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of our ancestors, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did, and do not complain as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to our ancestors to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the ends of the ages had come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. There were some people standing around Jesus who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. And Jesus said to them, "Do you think because of what these Galileans suffered, they are the worst sinners? Not at all. And yet I tell you that unless you reform, you will perish as they perished." Or think about the 18 workmen who fell to their death from the Tower of Siloam. Do you think that they were the worst sinners in all of Jerusalem? I tell you, not at all. And yet, unless you reform, you will perish as they did. Then Jesus went on and he told a parable. There once was a farmer who planted a fig tree in the middle of his vineyard. He came out into the vineyard looking for fruit and he found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years I've looked for fruit on this tree and have found none. Cut it down. Don't let it waste the land in which it is planted." The gardener said, "Sir, give it one more year. I will dig around it and I will fertilize it. And if it bears fruit a year from now, well and good. And if not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.